Murphy said that the life of a travel writer is a good life, but how about the life of a travel guide? As in Channel 9's new reality series that debuted last night, it featured one of our members, travel writer, author, biographer, and now TV star Kevin Maloney. Sue Ahern spoke to him about the show, which he also saw for the first time last night.
Welcome to the program today, Kevin.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now,
what's
the reaction to this new program been like?
Well, the reaction's been phenomenal. I think the phone hasn't stopped ringing all morning, and we've been getting emails and calls and messages and Facebook and everything. I think we're on a bit of a winner here. Okay. I really do. It's a different sort of travel show. Travel Guides was created in Britain by the same people that created Gogglebox. And I think the point of difference that it has is that it's been delivered in the hands of real people, not travel writers like most of us are, but everyday travellers. So I think that's the real point of difference. Rather than having a presenter up there, a professional who knows the ropes and is very slick and very accomplished at reviewing, these people are giving honest value, reviews on all the properties and all the experiences that they're going through in every destination. We started off, last night was Tokyo, which was our first destination, and that was fantastic. We had a terrific time up there. There was a lot of things that we all did that we probably wouldn't normally do while we're on holidays. And
yes, I noticed you didn't have your clothes on.
Sorry?
I noticed you didn't have your clothes on.
Yeah, you did notice that, did you?
Yes, I saw that, Ben.
Well, I'd never been to an onsen before and had no idea what we were in for, but I'd heard about it and I believed what I'd heard, that everyone just walks around naked and it's quite confronting, but that's the way they do it in Japan. So while we were there, of course, we had to get into the swing of things and everyone took their clothes off. So they're sort of challenging things that this show is presenting us. And we just go along with the flow. The whole premise of the show is that there are six different groups, and they all come from different backgrounds, all come from different age groups, and have different likes and dislikes. And those six groups review exactly the same experience and exactly the same property and destination at the same time. So obviously the responses are going to be very different from one to the other.
So how did you get selected?
Well, my wife actually saw it advertised on Channel 9 in November 2015, and there was a very short ad on TV, and they said, if you can afford to take 3 months off next year and you like to travel, give us a call. So we gave them a call, and then after about 2 or 3 months of filling out forms, going for screen tests, going for medicals, all sorts of psych tests and what have you, they selected us, but we didn't realise at the time that there were over 100,000 other people who had applied as well. Had we known that, we probably wouldn't have persevered. But apparently they liked us from the start, so we were lucky enough to get a gig. And I tell you what, for a travel writer, it's one of the best gigs you can get.
Yes, I wouldn't mind having a go myself.
Yeah, well, there were 7 trips in all, 5 overseas and 2 domestic. So the first one was Tokyo, then we went to Queenstown in New Zealand. We went to the Middle East, we went to Thailand, and a couple of trips in within Australia too. So the experiences were all very, very different from each other. And I think that's what the magic of the show. We're really showcasing the world, and each destination is so totally different from the other one.
Well, it seems that the people on the show are also very different from each other. How do you get on?
Well, we don't really interact. And the reason being is if we were going as a group, well, we do fly as a group because with cast and crew, there's about 50 of us. So we take over half an aeroplane. But we don't interact with the other members of the cast for the very reason that we don't want a homogenized view of the destination or the experiences we're having. So if you were on the trip with me, Sue, and I said to you, oh, God, wasn't that terrible? Didn't you hate that? You could possibly start to think, oh, yeah, and be influenced by what I say. So we don't talk to them. They don't talk to us. There's no animosity. This is the other thing about this particular reality show. No one gets voted off. There's no prize money. There's no bitchiness. There's no villains. it's just pure fun, and that's what we're having. So it's a terrific show. If you're going to be on a reality TV show, this is the one to be on. It's we're very, very lucky.
Yes, I noticed last night you were the only couple or only group that voted 5 for Tokyo, and the others rated it at a far lower figure. Was that your pick of the places you went?
No, we didn't rate any. Oh, I can't really give all the scores. But oh, okay. I don't think we rated it 5. I think it was 4 we gave it.
Oh, maybe I've got that one wrong.
But the destinations that we... It probably wasn't the highest rating we gave. In fact, there was one other destination that we gave a higher rating to, but I can't disclose that at the moment. But I don't think we could ever rate something a 5, because really that would be travel nirvana, wouldn't it? It'd have to be absolutely perfect, and then that would mean that we haven't been critically assessing it if we get rated it a 5.
Oh, okay. So you obviously gave it a 4 then. What was your...
I think we gave Tokyo a 4, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And some of the others gave it, I think, 2, one couple?
Yeah, that's right, they did. And I think they had lived, apparently they had lived in Asia. I think it was in Seoul, and they were making some comparisons between Tokyo and Seoul. But, you know, that's a very different city. It's a very different lifestyle when you're living there from visiting there as a tourist. So, but, you know, that's their judgment call. And as I said, we don't influence their assessment and they don't influence ours. And I think that's what makes the show pretty interesting, is that you've got all these different people with different views and different ideas, different likes, dislikes. And that's what the mix is.
So what's your reaction been from your family and friends?
Oh, terrific. Terrific. They've been very supportive. I did warn them that they might see me in some compromising situations. Next week we're in Phuket. And there's a couple of things that happen in Phuket that are a bit of a surprise. So I think you may have seen them on the promos, where we're at this incredible ladyboy show. And it was like a Las Vegas style production. Very high class, very expensive. And there are a couple of things that happen there that will make me look, how would I say it, out of character possibly.
Oh, we'll look forward to seeing that then.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, but challenging. One thing I hate is audience participation. And for some reason, I always get picked. I think it's the people who fear it and hate it most are the ones who usually get picked to get up there on stage and do something.
So do you know what the figures were for last night?
Yeah, I believe there were over 650,000 viewers, which is a terrific response for a premiere. That's readily available on ratings websites, and that's what the figures came in at. So I think they should all be very pleased with that sort of a rating for the first episode. I just hope that continues and grows.
Any suggestion of a second series at this stage?
Well,
are you available?
I am available. Absolutely, I'm available, yes. And hopefully there will be a second series. And obviously, if this rates well, that's exactly what the producers will have in mind to keep it going. It's been said that because it was created by the same people as Gogglebox, it's been said that this is really Gogglebox for travel. And I can see that. I can see the reasoning for that. And with the, you know, all those various different people, there are 17 in the cast in all with the groups, the various groups. And each of those groups... each member of those groups has different opinions from the others too. And that's what makes it interesting. Like the boys in one family might love something while the parents hate it.
Yes, it's interesting, the cross-section of people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's really quite dynamic, I think. Well, and, you know, it's impossible to find a destination that is one size fits all. That just doesn't happen. And that's what makes it interesting. That, say, if we were in the Middle East and we don't like ancient cities or we don't like sand, then you've got a bit of a problem. But somebody likes something. And you know, it could be the hippies who love the tranquil lifestyle that they'll find in a forest, or you know, something that they can connect with. Or it could be the cowgirls who like the rough and tumble life. Or the young urban boys from Sydney who you know like a high life. There's something in every destination that will appeal to someone, and there are a lot of things that wouldn't appeal.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us.
What a great gig. I wouldn't mind being Kevin Maloney and going wherever. And that interview was Kevin Maloney with Sue Ahern.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.